All right. R. Paul, you are up.
Okay. WPAI, we've had a couple of meetings with the on the budget so far, and we're getting some questions answered. So far, we're going over the biggest numbers in the income side of it, and that's about where we are at this point in time. And we have another meeting coming up on the 30th, and I'm seeing when I can get management in for meetings through July. And as we've said before, the WBAI LSD meets on August 10th. And so if the drop-dead, really dead deadline is August 11th, we may well be able to get a meeting in where we all do it. I plan to bring what we will have, a sort of partial familiarity thing, to the LSB at its meeting on July 13th. So so part of the idea here is that the LSB will get hit with the complete total budget all at once. I plan to give them a something of an inoculation of it on July 13th, and the rest of it on August 10th, the final, we hope the final, on August 10th, and see if we can get it in there. So that's about where we are at this time.
All right, sounds good. Any questions for our Paul?
Barn?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I sent each, our Paul, I sent each one of the people on the committee the preliminary that was sent to me by Bertol. So you will get a copy of that. Each person will get a copy, and I think that, you know, you can you should review it very careful for the questions, and perhaps even send questions, your own questions, to R. Paul and to Bertold on this budget. So, you know, it's been completed, and so I'm not sure what role the business manager really played in the development of this budget, but it's there. And our Paul is rolling with it as far as the LSB. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. If there's nothing further, then I think we will go ahead and move the agenda. The intention of the next agenda item was just a sort of a brief summary and Q&A about the May 31st period-ending financial statements, mostly to give the treasurers an opportunity to ask any questions, because I know that they will be presenting to their local boards, as they always do. I don't think this needs to be really lengthy. The statements have been sent out. This is not a quarter-ending statement, so we're not going to do any sort of analysis compared to the budget, but just a sort of a brief summary and Q&A. So, LaVarne, do you want to start by summarizing?
Yeah, let me just, I'm trying to find the file here to look at, since I have lots of them open here. Let me just find a nice little file that I can look at and will give me the...
Yeah, like I said, it doesn't have to be, like, super detailed or anything. I'm just
trying to find, let me just find it here.
I just thought we should leave a little time for that.
Yeah, let me look for it, and then if we can go to perhaps to something... let's just see. Okay, this is the preliminary without the, so it was a slightly lower. So just basically, I sent out the big package. We finally got it done last night, and then today I sent out the graphs. So the graphs really lay out, the bar charts that Efren had developed really lay out where we are in terms of budget versus actual for this year. And through the income, I think it's slightly lower. I can't find my other package here. The income through the first 8 months of the year, which is May year to date, and the quarter begins in June. So we'll have nine months and three quarters at the end of June. But so it shows that we have income of about $1.3 million, and that is about $1.6 million better than last year. And as you saw when I sent out the little report, I want everyone to remember 1975. And maybe that is the year I was born, and maybe not. But 1975 is the amount that we lost last year. That was $1,975,000. And, you know, we don't, and with a surplus at this point of $1.3 million, we do not anticipate going through $1.3 million in the next 4 months or even the next 3 months, because the month of June is basically over, and in the month of June we are still getting the cash and income from the fund drives that were held in May. So again, we have a surplus for the first 8 months. We are $1.6 million better than last year at this time, May year to date. Our cash at the end of May was about $2 million. And I believe I sent out to everyone, we developed, finalized a March 31st balance sheet. And whereas we had the negative working capital, which was pointed out so clearly on our audit report, that we are now have positive working capital. I think it's about $300,000 for the foundation. Now, some of the stations still have negative working capital, which includes both KPFA and I believe PFW, although they had the cap working capital for both stations has improved since September the 30th. So, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic that we don't have any choice with this, that, you know, we're trying to implement controls in spending. Fundraising has been has done well compared to budget for listener support for the foundation. We're about right on as far as budget. The spending, we're actually better than budget by about 400,000, which is about 400,000 better than I believe last year at this time also. So again, there's cautious optimism that if we were to forecast year end, you know, hopefully we'll be in some range of break even to 500,000, somewhere in that range. So that's basically where we are year to date. And, you know, we have improved a lot, but one of the key elements of this is that we have some stability in both in the stations. We now have a general manager, a permanent general manager at KPFK with Bernard Duncan. And the station that still doesn't have a permanent general manager is KPFA, but they have a person who's a seasoned and longtime veteran of Pacifica. And we also have an interim program director at KPFA. So, and we are, and with the layoffs and the reduction in force in November, you know, spending has, particularly on salaries, are getting under control. So that's kind of it.
Okay. I assume that there will be some questions, so I'll take a stack. If there aren't any questions, that's okay, too. Okay, anybody else?
Jim on the stack.
Okay, I heard our Paul and Jim.
Kim.
And Kim. Okay, so let's start with our Paul.
Okay, I'm looking at the file named 1106, All Pacifica Units Major Payable. Is that May 31st? Can we discuss that here? Or is
oh, yeah.
More of...
Yeah.
We can.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, oh, you know, We can.
Okay.
You know, some degree.
Okay. Well, I think we can probably discuss this part.
Okay.
Column G. Now, I noticed that the way it works is, you know, each station gets a column, and each station also gets a few rows of its own. However, I am noticing that column G shows something for WBAI in cell G8, cell G17 and G30. Now, these are all also related to other stations, so I'm not sure why BAI has like around six-ish grand that seem to be related to other stations. I'm not understanding how this is played out.
Column G, I'm looking at it here. Legal fees, something. Yeah, that needs to be cleaned up. I'll send this back, and we'll clean those items up. You see a one at Democracy now. What that is probably those are just premiums on Democracy now. At 1370, those are premiums that need to be paid. Legal fees, the specific one for Garvey, Shubert, and Bearer that has to be specific to WBAI. We'll look at the bill. I have a copy of the bill backs here. I'll look at that and see if that's on there. Dell means that you owe Dell $574. So that's just basically what this is straight out of the general ledger and the payables. So it's just taken from the general ledger payables and put on this spreadsheet.
Okay, so I see. I think I see how you have it set up then.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Regarding the general other stuff here, I must say I'm pleasantly amazed here that we're doing much better. I mean, you know, we were 1975 in the red last year, and now we're much better than that. And wowee. Looks good to me, and I hope this I hope things work out here, because it's been a long time of gloomy outlooks, and I'd like to see things work better. So, and I look forward to looking through this, because we only got it today, so I have to look through this some more. But thank you.
Well, you know, I think it goes back to the stations that, again, it all depends on your success. Our success depends on the stations and what we can do to help make that happen. And I think that, and it shows that. And when you look at the total number, like I said, the end of quarter is coming up. If you look at our cash, I also show that what we will do here at the national office is that these major payables will be reduced as we get toward the end of the quarter. And it will be based on, like I said, I'm getting cash flows from everyone almost, not quite. But I did get one like last week from the stations I hadn't gotten one from. So at that point, within this week, we will a good forecast, and we'll have been able to consolidate those cash flows and send those out to each one of you also. Some of them we have, like Bill knows that we have KPFTs all the time, and we have so that will be reduced, and then that will really determine, you know, where we are as far as at the end of the year. And also as far as determining the working capital, what we think it will be at the end of the year. And we don't have any choice. It will be positive.
All right. I recall that Kim was on the stack and one other person whose name is escaping me right now.
Jim.
Okay, so let's go to Jim and then to Kim. Apologies, Jim.
Hey, I had some questions on the balance sheet, the last document in the attachment. And part of that shows the liabilities for the different stations, current liabilities and non-current liabilities. And this shows some substantial liabilities for KPFT, and we were unable to find out what or to understand what those might be.
Okay, let me pull it up here. This is the balance sheet that I sent out. This isn't from the other package.
No, it was the same email that was the last attachment.
Okay, let me pull it up.
Question, could somebody give me the name of this file?
It's balance sheet 0622/1.
It's not the one that starts with PAC11331 balance sheet?
Yeah, that's it.
That's not the same one?
PAC 1133-1
okay.
Balance sheet.
That's the file number. Okay, the file name. Thank you.
Okay, let me just pull it up here.
Which tab were you talking about?
Point of information, what's the name of the file? How does it really start? What's the name of it?
PAC 11331 BAL. BAL sheet 0622.
So we're looking at KPFT, right? So which
on liabilities.
On liabilities.
Halfway down is the liabilities.
You're right. Okay. So what we have is on
interdivision.
Current liabilities, interdivision payables. accrued expenses, and then non-current liabilities, the same thing.
Okay.
You don't understand where that comes from, or what we may owe for, or who we may owe to.
Okay, let me get back with you on this one, because this again, we pull this right off the general ledger. Just be. Okay, let me interdivision read. Okay, so on the receivables. And let me get back with you on this one.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we're going to go to Kim.
I you might have answered this, but are we paying off our debt?
That sounds like something that LeVar needs to answer.
We're paying them, but at the end of each quarter, I look at everything, try to do a project through the end of the next quarter. So those will be reduced more at the end of this quarter, which is this week in June.
I mean, I personally don't consider anything a surplus when we owe more than our surplus.
That's working capital. Your current assets minus your current liabilities.
Right. That's working capital, but a surplus is, you know, after you paid off your debt, is the way I like to think of it.
It's not surplus. Well,
that's semantics.
Yeah, it's your net income. Your surplus, is. After is your working your current assets, I'm sorry, minus your current liabilities, which gives you your working capital. The income is the number that comes off the the income statement, which was what we lost last the 1975.
Okay. Are there any other questions for LeVar?
Bill.
Okay, Bill, you're up.
Yeah, and I have a related question. Back to the major payables sheet, because I was wondering, it kind of like the same thing. In particular, Democracy Now, I'm not sure what I should mention here on the stream, but I thought that was supposed to be going down, and it looks like it's going back up. In fact, a whole lot. And is that number correct? Or
it's correct as of when we ran this, but no, that will go down again at the end of this quarter.
Okay, and you haven't used it. You haven't used any of that extra one day of that we got from the fund drives.
We really don't. Most of it we haven't collected. We should have collected it by the end of this month. We really haven't collected. You know, we have not actually. I still don't have a final number on what that number is. We talked about KPFA, so we had a meeting last week, so I know approximately what that is.
We're on the order. It's on the order of maybe like $100,000 or something.
Maybe about 75 to 80, which
okay.
is like a payment and a half for Democracy Now, and also a payment for Democracy Now and to reduce FSRN by a half.
Okay, this is Tracy. Just a heads up that we are actually going to have a kind of a major payables discussion in executive session, so
okay.
we can revisit the topic in a bit more detail.
Oh.
There's a desire to do that. Okay. Anything else? All right. Then we're going to turn to just a check-in. At the last meeting, we had a fairly detailed conversation regarding the possibility of purchasing Arbitrons. We had pretty much decided that decision was going to be made by staff, and there was going to be a sort of a manager's discussion on it. We did ask that we get briefed about sort of how that conversation went, and I presume it was Arlene that had that conversation,
I don't know if we're in a position tonight to get briefed on that or not, so I'm asking LaVorn. Were you on that meeting, or do you know what happened?
Yeah, we have, Arlene has a monthly staff meeting, and we talked about Arbitrons, and what we did was the station that's getting the full package, the software, and the basic numbers is KPFT. So they received their latest, I guess, May numbers. So what happened is the general manager sent that package around to each one of the other managers so they could see what would be delivered and just what they're, in addition to the fact that you could go in and get more information. So each one of the general managers was to look at that in terms of, you know, what you're getting and come to a decision on whether we would pay the over $100,000 for Arbitrons. And of course, there are serious concerns by stations like KPFT that gets the information and use it, that, you know, stations that they are squeezed and they don't have the funds to pay Arbitron, that, you know, that they are getting their Arbitrons, because if we get it as a package and a discount, it would have to be as a package. So each station would have to, like, promise to deliver their payments for Arbitron regardless, so that you don't, imperil KPFT and the stations that do get it and do pay for it. So that's where we are, you know, the stations, the other general managers looking at, you know, the detail, and the next meeting, I'm sure that's on the agenda.
Thank you for that. Any questions?
Bill again. Let somebody else go first. I'm doing a lot of talking.
Okay, sounded like Kim wanted to go first. So, Kim, then we'll go to...
Yeah, okay. I thought I was in mute, and I was, like, wiping my hands to, like, get off mute. But I'm off mute. So, yeah, my question from KPFK is what... I mean, we've been getting them. We've been paying them. Nobody's used them. Or maybe one person has, but we at KPFK don't feel that one person having sole use of that information is money that we want to spend, because it's useless, basically, you know. Ken, are you still there? I don't know. I wanted him to back me up here. So that's a problem I'd like to see solved. And maybe you could relay that to Arlene before the next GM meeting.
Yeah, that came up last week, and I just want to be clear that we did relay it. And, you know, we definitely got an acknowledgement of that point, as I recall. But, LaVorn, if you could reconvey it as being important to this committee, because we did bring it up last week, and we're bringing it up again.
Yeah. And, I mean, I know that we have a new GM, and he doesn't really understand what's been going on with that. So, we're at.
This is Ken to the stack on the Arbitron.
Yeah.
Okay, we had Bill, then we'll have Ken.
Yeah, actually, and this is something I'll probably ask our GM tomorrow when we have our meeting, but I'm not sure what we're getting for it either. I mean, we pay for it. I know our GM and PD look at it, but I'm not sure other people do, and I hope they're using it. But I'd like to find out, like we've talked about here before, is if we can figure out how well that correlates with data we get from our streams. How many streaming listeners there are, because we get that data basically for free. It takes a little bit of work to get the numbers, but if that does correlate well, or if it's at least it's reliable and we can make an adjustment, it might even be better than Arbitron in some ways, because the sample size is so small for Arbitron when we have like late night shows. So I was wondering if anybody is doing that. Is anybody comparing the Arbitron? Or do they want to compare the Arbitron data with other measures, like number of streaming listeners?
This is LaVorn.
And this is Kim. I can answer that.
Okay, let's take some answers from LaVorn and Kim. And then we have someone else on the deck.
Yeah, That's the not the concern, but the fact is that people who use those numbers, they use the streaming from the web, and that's a module that I guess most stations have, and the tech committee and John and his group, they're looking at that module to have it at each station so that you can get consistent information, not consistent because all of it gets consistent information, but have it so that you can see, you'll have visibility to this information for the network. So people do look at that. They look at the Arbitrons, the ones who get it. And so I understand in talking with Dwayne that they do heavily use that, both Dwayne, Bradley, and the PD, and that they also look at, the fund drive. Those stations that actually, I think KPFA is probably the only station that when they gather the pledges, they don't have the name of the show and the hour and all of that on their pledge card. They just kind of wrap them all up in a bundle and indicate what drive, what time that was without it actually being on the card. But with the other stations, you actually have on the card. So you're able to look at, like BAI, I can send you a copy of one of the drives that show you by hour, by program, what was raised. So if you look at those three things, then that's what when people kind of look at, program and decisions, that is what they look at. So they're looking at the three things. So that's the way you really work it, is that you look at the three areas. And as far as substituting and dropping Arbitron, that's on the, that whole discussion, I think will, like I said, will be followed up this week with the staff, senior staff, business meeting.
Well, but my okay. question is, anybody comparing the Arbitron data with the streams?
Well, that's what I said. You're using all three, and some people are saying, that this is not everyone, that it basically kind of mirror the stream. That's what has been said. Now, I haven't seen this. This is what has been told to me. So, yeah, the people, again, who are using it, they are using all three. So what we can ask at the meeting is that those who have looked at that and have the data in hand, if they have compared the two. Our Ken was actually looking at Arbitrons. Maybe what we can do, Ken, is get the stations that are doing this, that are getting the web stream and data, send that to you too, and then maybe you could compare them.
Okay. So my recollection of the stack is that Kim was on it, then we were going to Ken.
Yeah, but I'll let Ken speak first because he hasn't spoken in a while.
Okay, I'm on the stack. The issue is, Levarne, I don't think you directly comprehended what Bill was saying. He's saying, is there a correlation? Not do you juggle the two. He says, is there a parallel correlation between the stream and the Arbitrons? However, that's not really the point. The issue here is this. Pacifica is not like Clear Channel or some rock and roll station. So there seems to be a little bit of a resistance to just pushing the most popular shows and giving them more airtime and promoting them. It's a bit too competitive because we do have a lot of shows that have niche audiences. I think in regards to that, you can come up with an analysis of the Arbitrons, and you can argue whether or not they represent the entire demographics that we're broadcasting to, and so on and so forth. But there are shows which represent a fulfillment of our mission statement, which we are not going to move or adjust or abandon because they have low Arbitrons. And we could have shows that would have very high Arbitrons, which we would consider to be contrary to the mission statement or absolutely not fulfilling it. And therefore, we wouldn't want to do it. Like, let's say we had a show of most popular teenage movies or something. I don't know. But the point being that it's a little bit too expensive to just get it for academic reasons. If we had more of a consideration of, if we have the Arbitrons, how significant are they, how much of an impact are they going to have on our policy regarding programming? And there is policy on how programs have to be moved. And it's much, much more in writing in the bylaws and other policies that the rearrangement of programming is based on collaborative efforts or collaborative considerations between staff and the community advisory board, and there's nothing in there about, like, where you are on the charts. So it's a bit expensive, and again, it's also, in my personal experience, you get all these quotes from Mark Twain, statistics can be evaluated any which way, you know, to convince anybody of anything. And they tend to get used a different way. If you talk to a stockbroker, he'd convince you to buy anything. So it is that issue. It's a bit expensive at this point in time for us to go for it if it's just going to be a vanity thing. If there was a policy that said Arbitrons will be evaluated and will be used in programming decisions, that's a different story. But if it's just there to say, well, it's an oddball kind of thing, if you want to sort of look at them and maybe consider that, this, that, and the other thing, that's a little bit too expensive to have that spit-in-the-wind test. If we had a national policy that we were going to put it in, strong intention, yes, I could support it. But if nobody's going to really use it deliberately and analyze it exactly down to 15-minute segments, it's a little pricey. So it's more than just the opinion of the GMs whether or not they want it. It's sort of like getting HBO. It's a little too pricey.
Fine.
I'm out.
Okay. I heard LaVarn and I heard Bruce, and then since we didn't want to actually recap the whole conversation from last week, hopefully then we can kind of close it down. But anyway,
well,
LaVarn followed by... LaVarn.
I deferred to Ken, but I wanted to go after him. But guess I'll let other people speak first.
Can I put you on the end of the stack?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so let's go to Bruce, followed by LaVarn, followed by Kim.
Well, I know that from discussions with our general manager that he absolutely believes that we have to review and evaluate all of our programming, the programming itself, and also this, how it's scheduled and everything. But he does feel that having the Arbitron figures is going to be important for him in order to be able to carry this out. I mean, and though he does mention some other numbers that are important too, but he has pointed out to us that one of the significant numbers involved in all this is the actual, what they call the cume, which is the number of listeners that we actually have. And he feels that our numbers are dangerously low. And this is the kind of information that we can get. It should be used. I'm kind of dismayed to hear that if it was available, that other stations wouldn't be using it. But I would hate to think that at WPFW we wouldn't be able to get access to it because other stations don't consider it to be as important. So I hope we can come up with some kind of compromise where we can find a way to get the Arbitrons.
Okay. We're going to go to LaVarn, and then we're going to go to Kim.
Oh, okay, thanks. This is LaVarn. Yeah, just wanted to emphasize again that I know this is petty, that I did understand Bill's question, and that in terms of the relationship between the listening that we get on the stream versus Arbitron, the point I made, and I made it many times, that some people say that there is a correlation. And that what we could do and what we're trying to do along with technical staff is to actually get that module at each station, and then so we can get it, we can see it as a network, not we don't have to go to each station and get it. We can just look at it and see all the information, and we can get the Arbitrons and do the analysis to see if there is a direct correlation, and that some people say there is. But whether there is or not, I cannot say because I have not seen the data.
Okay, thank you. Kim, you're next.
I guess I didn't say this right, maybe, but at KPFK, there was one person who had access to it, and it was debatable whether he even knew how to use it. The information was never disseminated, so he could basically say whatever he wanted. Oh, our Arbitrons are rising miraculously. And there was nothing else to back that up necessarily. And this is a problem. And, you know, when we lost money to CPB due to, you know, lower listenership, we had no way of being able to confirm that. And also, one thing that KPFK does, and probably BAI does also, is we have a lot of special fund drive programs. So you can't really track the programs in terms of how much they would be raising. And look, everybody knows that Lou Hill did write an essay about listener support, and he really believed that if people liked a program, they would support it. So it's not like he was inconsiderate of the money issue either, and how it correlates to people listening. So I don't know. I mean, I am against paying for Arbitrons unless there's a system of actually using them to effect, which we don't have at KPFK yet. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. If you want my opinion, guys, I think we are leaning rather heavily in the area of repeating what we already said last week. So I guess part of what I want to put out is I think it's good to weigh in and give management our feedback on the subject, and I think we have extensively so, but not to forget that we gave this over an hour last week, and management heard all of our concerns, and if they haven't substantially changed, we've probably sort of already done that in terms of what we wanted to get into the conversation. Is there anybody left on the stack, or did we just clean it out?
Barbara, I made a comment last time, and it's probably not worth repeating, but since it hasn't been said tonight, the one person on the staff that I spoke to about it said that she felt that what we were getting, which whatever version they have at KPFA, really gives more information about the general market and mm-hmm. in the area and not our particular programs.
Right.
So I don't really know how Arbitron works and whether we have some different version than what other people have. But for what it's worth, that's the information I got.
I think that what's on discussion would be a more comprehensive
mm-hmm.
analysis.
We probably have some very minimal.
Right. I think we downgraded and are getting, I guess, a cheaper
so
or less.
So that's really probably not worth it. That's the opinion that this person gave.
Yeah. That makes sense. All right. With that, folks, I think we are ready for our brief 30-minute or less executive session. Does everybody have the call-in codes?
Are you going to get it out over the air now?
No, I'm just asking if anyone needs them emailed to them or something like that.
It's the same, you know, it's what we... I'll look it up. I think I saved it.
Okay. Well, sometimes I'm traveling and I can't find the darn executive session code, so I thought it was nice to ask.
Should have got an automatic email early this morning.
All right. I will see you all on the other side.
Move to adjourn. Okay.